Welcome to day 13 of our 14 days of prayer and fasting. I'm so glad you're on this journey with us. You're almost there. Tomorrow is Resurrection Day, and I cannot wait to celebrate with you, to hear about what God's been doing in and through you over these last 14 days of fasting, praying, and feasting on God's Word. Today, we're thinking about the idea of restoration. Now, many of you, when you think about restoration, you think about things being made whole again. And it's hard for us to think about this, but the way the earth is now and the way we are now is not the way God intended for things to be. You see, our bodies are subject to corruption. This earth has been cursed because of sin. But the Bible makes it clear that one day the earth will be renewed. One day the earth will be renewed and there will be no more toil. There will be no more struggle with the earth. The earth will be perfected the way that God intended it to be. So the earth will be renewed. The heaven will be renewed. We know that. That's what the Bible says. And beyond that, Jesus will dwell with us. He himself will be our light. But what's even more interesting about this is not only will those things be renewed, but our minds will be renewed, meaning that we will no longer struggle with sin. The devil will no longer be tempting us in any way, shape, or form. Beyond that, our flesh, we won't struggle with anymore. And even beyond that, what's so cool about this is that our bodies will be renewed. Many of you struggle with chronic pain, look forward to this, but it's the idea that our bodies will be renewed in such a way that our bodies will be perfected. They will be holy, righteous vessels used for the glorification of God. No longer will we struggle with the corruption of the flesh. This is good news. This should fill us with hope, especially those of you who have different physical ailments. If you're in a wheelchair, one day you will run for the glory of God. If you're struggling with chronic pain, one day that pain will cease and you will be able to use your body the way it was meant for the glory of Jesus. Now, why do we focus on this? Well, I think that the hope of glory or the future glory that we can look forward to helps produce present hope in our life. And why do we need present hope in our life? Well, present hope helps sustain us in suffering. I don't know about you, but when I'm in suffering, oftentimes I can feel hopeless. I can feel listless. I can kind of plunge into a nihilism that feels like nothing good could ever come out of this. But when we have the hope of future glory, that hope produces present hope in this even current time, so that can sustain us through suffering. So how does that happen? Well, first, when we think about this, when we're going through the suffering of physical pain or other things, we know that this pain is not all there is. We know that this isn't all there is. This isn't how it ends, but ultimately there's something better coming. Second, we know that God never wastes pain in our life. So when we're enduring pain, when we're enduring hardship, when we're going through suffering, we know that God can and will take that pain and that suffering and turn it for his glory. That God can and will take that pain and suffering in our life and turn it for our good. He can take the dark strands of our physical pain, of the decay of our body and different things, and he can use them to draw us into deeper, more abiding relationship with him. This is good news. So not only do we know that this pain is not all there is, and we also know that God never wastes our pain. But another beautiful picture when we think about the restoration of all things is we know that the best is yet to come. That ultimately, no matter how good it is on earth right now, that is just a pale glimpse of how glorious it can be in heaven. So that when we're struggling or when we're in plenty, we know that ultimately there is something so much better that we will receive in New Jerusalem. No matter how great we feel bodily, we know that one day our body will be perfected. No matter how much we struggle bodily, we know that one day soon, we will be with Christ forever and we will no longer struggle with the physical corruption of our body. Praise the Lord. This should fill us with hope. This should fill us with excitement. And ultimately, this should fill us with joy in Christ. So that when we enter into suffering, when we enter into hardship, we know that God is at work, even in the middle of that, using it to grow us, to shape us, to mold us for his glory. And ultimately, one day, we will no longer struggle in these ways. God bless you. Have a good day.